USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Second Lady Karen Pence used her speech at the Republican National Convention to pay homage to the military.
I have been privileged to hear so many stories of selfless support, volunteer spirit, and great contributions to the armed forces and our communities.
Also speaking at the convention's third night was Kellyanne Conway, the outgoing counselor to President Trump.
President Trump and Vice President Pence have lifted Americans, provided them with dignity, opportunity, and results. I have seen firsthand many times the president comforting and encouraging a child who has lost a parent, a parent who has lost a child.
Vice President Mike Pence spoke from Fort McHenry in Baltimore. The Dow gained 83 points. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. John Howe, veterinarian and 2020-2021 AVMA immediate past president with the latest on COVID-19 and pets. There's been a very limited number of infections in companion animals, with most cases asymptomatic or with minor respiratory issues. Here are some key tips. If you're healthy, keep practicing good hygiene with your pet. Wash your hands before and after playtime and when handling food, waste, or supplies. It's best if you don't let your pets interact with people or pets outside your household, especially if you're in an area with community spread. Exercise is important for your pet, but try to steer clear of crowded dog parks. Mind the heat. Socially distance. Keep cats indoors whenever possible. If you're ill with COVID-19, try to have someone care for your pets. If you can't always wear a mask, don't share food, kiss, or hug your pets, and wash your hands before and after any contact. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org.
Hurricane Laura now has sustained winds of 150 miles per hour. The latest on the storm from USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Hurricane Laura is now a Category 4 storm. The National Hurricane Center in Miami calling the storm extremely dangerous as it moves in the direction of Texas and Louisiana. Many residents have fled to higher ground, but not Marilyn Sacchitola. She tells CBS News she's lived in the Galveston, Texas area for a number of years and is not leaving.
This one's is scarier knowing that it's supposed to be stronger and, you know, still unpredictable. It's just scary to leave your stuff behind.
Several former employees of the Washington football team said there has been a culture of fear and abuse, along with incidents in which cheerleaders and female employees were exploited or mistreated. The allegations were published by the Washington Post. Team owner Dan Snyder called the story a hit job. You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Russian officials have responded to allegations that a critic of President Vladimir Putin was poisoned. The details from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Kremlin said there is currently no need to start a criminal investigation into Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny after German physicians said they believe he was poisoned. German authorities said that Navalny, a harsh critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin and his government, was likely poisoned when he became ill on a flight last week. He was flown from Russia to a hospital in Berlin on Saturday at the urging of his family and political team. German doctors are treating Navalny, who remains unconscious, with atropine. It's the same drug used after the 2018 nerve agent attack in Britain, where former Russian military officer Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia Skripal were poisoned. Putin's press secretary, Dmitry Peskov, pushed back on the notion that Navalny was poisoned, rejecting calls for an investigation unless German doctors can determine the chemical that actually harmed him. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Brenton Tarrant, the white supremacist who live-streamed gunning down 51 people at two mosques in New Zealand, was sentenced to life without parole. It was the worst atrocity in the country's modern history. For news on demand at any time, go to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.